I'm Zed.
And I'm Grace.
And this is episode 11 of season 5.
Yes.
A name which I don't remember.
In Plain Fright.
Ah.
Ah.
Yeah, if you listen to our last episode, you will know that it has been 2 months since we watched these episodes.
Uh-huh.
And then a bunch of things happened, so we didn't record this. So, let's see what we remember. All right, tell me some facts.
Okay, so this episode was written by Steve Franks and Tim Meltrager, and it was directed by Steven Sergic. And the synopsis is, while on the haunted house ride at Santa Barbara Scarefest, Sean and Gus witness a murder and are soon led to believe the person who committed it is the ghost of a man who fell to his death at Scarefest 13 years ago. That's kind of what happens.
I do like that phrase, are led to believe, because they are led to believe that because they super fall for the ploy that they are going for, yes.
Yeah. Gus didn't witness the murder because he was canonically looking at his glow-in-the-dark watch.
Well, you know that Sean and Gus share a brain.
True. And it's technically the ghost of a child. It's a child ghost, not a man ghost. Who wants a man ghost?
Nobody wants a man ghost. It's all child ghosts. Little creepy kids standing in the hallway asking you to play with them.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be the California Six Flags these things.
Yeah, Magic Mountain.
Yeah, Magic Mountain.
It seemed more like Knott's Berry Farm.
You're right.
It was like the Knott's Fright Nights or whatever.
Yeah, it was filmed on location in an amusement park named Playland in Vancouver.
Sure.
A glass figurine, possibly the same one used in the previous episode in Destro's hotel room.
Lovely.
Can be seen on Gus's desk. Also, the name tag reads Pina, which is pineapple.
Spanish for pineapple. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Do you think that the props department just has like a box with a bunch of different pineapples that they're like, we'll pick one this episode? And just hide it somewhere.
Maybe.
I would.
Ken says, dude, I told you last time, 6 words, in reference to, like, the season 5 opener.
Mm-hmm.
But in that episode, Ken said that he spoke 9 words and that 6 of them were numbers. So what is it, Ken? What's true?
Ken speaks some, but almost none.
Okay.
Ken is tired of these racist boys.
A clown animatronic, my favorite thing ever, is spotted multiple times throughout the episode, and it's known as Uncle Charlie, and it's a very popular Halloween decoration.
Great.
I didn't know
Uncle
that.
Uncle Charlie.
Sean tells Gus, don't be the only black lead on a major cable network. Dooley Hill.
Which was a funny thing for them to say, actually.
Dooley Hill was the only black lead on the USA. There we go, time.
That's genuinely kind of a crime shame, but what a drag.
No. These next two are stupid.
Oh, excellent.
Timothy Odmanson says Jinkies, which is what Velma from Scooby Doo.
Yes, it is.
And then
some Scooby Doo shit.
And then the next one, Sean says Zoinks. This is a clear not a Scooby Doo. Yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no shit.
The whole episode is a Scooby Doo. Fanfic. Oh my goodness.
Speaking of which, there's not enough good Scooby-Doo fanfic, I will say that.
Every
time I get curious and I go check like AO3 and I'm like, surely someone has written something decent. There's like four good ones. And the rest of them are garbage and porn. And it's like,
what?
Do you want me to send you
something? No.
Yeah.
I do not.
It's garbage.
Okay, so
I need somebody to write decent Scooby-Doo fic.
Yes.
Please.
Scooby-Doo Nancy Drew crossover. I'm doing it.
You should
I'm
write it. It. Please write it. You can like
Daphne and Nancy are in love. Yes. Okay. When
I'm dead inside. Thank you.
They both love fashion. Anyways, when Juliet asked Sean if he told Gus about the relationship, he said that would be like putting it on his Facebook page if he had one, thus implying he doesn't have one. However, he has previously mentioned that he has a Facebook page and that he keeps it open for public viewing. Prospective clients can check them out. So that's a continuity.
I don't think that was implying that he didn't have a Facebook page. I think that was implying that Gus likes telling people all of Sean's business.
I think it's implying that he doesn't have a personal Facebook page. Like,
I don't think it is.
Because it's like, if he had a Facebook page. I'm like, okay, yeah.
No, I don't think that's the implications of that statement.
But it's like, yeah. When Sean shoots Carol, the gun he uses is a light gun. It's connected with one of those electric cables with metal protection, so there would nothing come out of the gun.
Some Tron shit.
At around 1850, as Sean and Juliet are walking through Scarefest, a pizza pizza sign is visible on the roller coaster in the background. Pizza Pizza is a Canadian-only pizza chain.
Excellent.
Okay. That's it.
That was all of your trivia?
Yeah. Only other thing is, like, mentioning the kid only knowing 6 words in Chinese, and last time it was 9. So I think he's just
losing. Forgotten several words. It's okay, the head injuries. Okay.
Due to the trauma, he only knows numbers now.
Yeah, he's blocked out several words after his adventure with Sean and Gus.
Exactly.
Okay, thoughts, opinions? You like Scooby-Doo.
I love this episode. I figured. I've been excited to see this episode. It's
because you've never seen it before.
I've seen it so many times before.
I know. I was being sarcastic, you broom.
I know. But I love it. It's so stupid. I love when they're like, I thought I saw so-and-so, but that can't be. He's been dead for 20 years.
Yes, it's very, like, everyone needs a transatlantic accent.
I love
like,
it.
He's been dead this whole time. Like, oh my gosh. Oh, it's a ghost. Mm. Yeah.
That's very, very
the last
dumb.
Time I saw you, you were falling off of that Ferris wheel. Like, okay. All right, girl.
It's, yeah. And, like, honestly, if I was on a Ferris wheel and my friend died because people didn't, like, secure things, I would be pissed as hell, and I would just kill people 20 years later. Why not?
Why wait 20 years? Kill people now.
You're so right.
So right, bestie.
But it's just like, yeah, I don't know why she's with that. Is his name Todd? The guy?
The magician or whatever?
Yeah.
She's with him because
the guy who can't spell bitchin'.
Yeah, there's that, first off. But second off, how low does your self-esteem need to be to date a magician?
I know.
Like, you just sound sad. I'm sorry.
So awful and dumb and just It does make me want to go to Fright Fest. I haven't been to Fright Fest in so long.
I've never been to Fright Fest. I worked at that haunted house, and that's about as much as I really need is to make it my job. I would spend the whole time at Fright Fest just kind of looking at their setup and thinking about how they do different things. I'm the worst to go to haunted house with.
I mean,
I've been told by multiple people I'm not the best person to go to a haunted
house
with.
I'm the worst person to go to an amusement park with because I will ride exclusively children's rides. And then I'm like, okay, I'm good. No, I will be there from opening to close.
Uh-huh.
I will walk around and see everything.
But you only go on the children's rides.
Okay. The Mine Train and...
The Mine Train rocks so and also will give you a concussion.
It's so good. And
it
then,
is so jerky.
So it's perfect. And then Monster Mansion.
Monster Mansion is a classic.
It's
and I will,
so
I will ride it 18 times because it's the only freaking thing in that entire park that has air conditioning.
It makes me so happy. It doesn't have like the right like water ride smell that I want.
It doesn't, right? Yeah, it's weird.
I'm missing like the bromine that you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, the Pirates of the Caribbean smell.
It's the best smell ever. Somebody makes it as like a candle scent and I'm
I hate
so
that. I hate
tempted.
That so
I'm
much.
So tempted. I'm just
gross.
Like, yes. Let me huff the bleach water, please.
Gross.
It's oh my god.
Nasty.
Oh my god. I love it. That is the best smell in the entire world.
No.
Yes. My damp pirates ride. I
your
love
damp
it.
Empire.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, I can appreciate going and riding only the like small children's rides, but like as I've gotten older, I've gotten like
I don't like heights.
Oh, I like heights. I'm fine with like I got over my fear of roller coasters when I was like 15. But I don't like how all of the children's rides assume that you have the forgiving like ligaments of a child. Like
that
I'm gonna go on that ride and it's gonna whip me around until my head falls off because I'm some sort of like wind up doll or something. Like
that is also true. Like the older I get, and I have a stupidly long torso, so like things get a little floppy, and it's not fun.
Things get a little floppy. Quote from Grace in 2023. Things get a little floppy. Completely out of context, huh?
Yes.
Completely out of context. Okay, cool.
And I don't like all of the characters running around, especially the clown with a chainsaw. I don't care if the chain is off of the chainsaw. It's still terrifying. Even though I personally knew the clown with the chainsaw. He went to my school. He's a very nice guy. No.
Who played the clown with the chainsaw?
Jeremy.
Oh, okay. Long, tall Jeremy?
No.
Not tall Jeremy.
No.
Okay. Because I knew three Jeremys. One of them was very short and round. One of them was very tall and lanky. And the other one was just sort of there. So, I don't remember last names.
I think he might have gotten there after you got there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it does get you in the spooky spirit. I think it's part of that, there's, like, a DVD collection of called, like, Psychoween or something.
Why?
Where it has, like, all of, like,
every time anyone does any Halloween collection and just puts the word ween on it. I hate it. God dang it.
So
ween.
So many jokes that I can make.
Ween! I need a Halloween shirt that just says ween. Can we make that shirt?
Yes.
It's just on our Redbubble. It's just a shirt that says ween a spooky font. Why not? I gotta make it.
Okay. It's ween is in like 200 font. And then a tiny like 20 says psycho. Psycho.
No, I need it in ween really big and then hallow on top of it. I'm sorry. I'm making it now. I'm making it now
beautiful,
and I'm sending it to you.
Beautiful,
it's Canva
beautiful.
Time.
Yes,
oh
it is
God,
always Canva
it's
time.
So stupid.
So, I do like this episode a lot. It's I like when there's like a location and they're like all at the location. That's really fun. I like the idea of them going to theme park jail. That's hilarious.
Every theme park has a jail. The people who get drunk and disorderly at Disney get to go to the Disney jail. And quite frankly, it's on my bucket list. Okay. Like, I don't want to get drunk in public, but I do want to go to Disney jail. Like,
okay, do you want to go to Disney World jail or Disneyland jail?
Ooh, I feel like Florida's vibes would be way more rancid.
Yeah.
Like, because they have more of an authoritarian thing.
And, like,
so, like,
Disney
that would be
World
more of an experience.
Is, like, is huge. You have, like, more places to get visibly drunk.
That's true. Also, you could do the drinking around the world at Epcot.
Yeah.
And then just drunk and disorderly after that. Mm. I really want to try some of those drinks, actually. Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
No, don't do that. Go back. Okay. Sorry.
You playing your emoji blitz.
No, I'm actually on Canva.
Oh, okay. You're on Canva.
Which is worse. It's got worse buttons.
That's
all right.
Somehow worse.
I need shirt designs.
I think it's a great episode. You could even make it like a starter episode, or just if this was the only episode of Psych that you ever saw. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, like there's enough.
Yeah, there's enough there that like you know kind of the dynamic between, like, Sean and Gus. And you know kind of the dynamic between, well, eventually, between Sean and Jules.
And I do appreciate Sean recognizing that going to the theme park without Gus is actually cheating.
Like, yeah, no, because he's fully, yeah.
Because sometimes he doesn't recognize people have, you know, feelings. And
yes.
He's like, my friend does have feelings. Actually, no, my husband has feelings. And he'd be very sad. So he lies to both of them. And he does that so many times. He treats them as if they're both his spouse. And
true.
I'm like, okay, sure. So I like that. I don't remember if, I think Vic is in this episode. I'm pretty sure. But it's very Scooby-Doo. It's stupid. There's really no, like, overarching plot to it, which is kind of true for a bunch of episodes, but you don't really have to watch another episode to get this episode.
Yeah, I think that's why I like the ones that have no overarching mm-hmm. plot, is, like, I can just sort of watch it. I don't have to think about, like, where did they, what are they referencing? Like,
it's
what did
very
they...
Monster of the Week of them.
Yes.
Which, I love Monster of the Week.
Yes. Yeah.
So that element of it is good. I don't like the whole guess your weight thing, and she's like horrified that he said this like obscenely high number.
It's
like,
very Almond Mom of her.
It was like really strange. I'm just like, that's not a, you realize that's not a really heavy weight, right, Jules? Are you just tiny? I'm like, I don't really. Yes, it's beautiful, beautiful.
I'm sending
camera.
It to you.
Thank you. So I like that. I think it's stupid that it's like, you haven't told Gus yet? Like, yeah, you got together in the last episode in a foreign country where he wasn't there. Do people just automatically tell everybody everything? Like,
some people do. I think it depends on how social you are.
Like, I waited, like, at least a week or so to tell people things. Like,
typically.
Not really.
Hopefully.
It's basically like, oh yeah, by the way, major life change. Oh, look, it's it. I got a text. So, yeah.
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 No, I agree. I think that's, it's kind of a weird, like, thing she's insisting. I'm glad that she knows that Gus is such a huge part of Sean's life, that mm-hmm. it's more important to her that he tell Gus than it is that he tell his father.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the implications of, like, what she's, like, freaking out about, mm-hmm. is, like, Gus is more important to you than your dad. I want you to show him, or like tell him about us, because yeah. he's basically your other half.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be also your other half, then I need both halves to be in sync.
It's kind of silly because like they smooch in an episode, then they really smooch in an episode. And it's like all of a sudden they've been together for 5 years and you need to tell Gus. It's like very.
Yeah.
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 I don't remember anything.
I mean, I will say Gus was married without telling Sean.
True.
So.
True. Mm. It's that damn Goldschlager. Whatever the hell that is.
You don't know what Goldschlager is?
I know what it is.
It's cinnamon like... schnapps with pieces of gold in it.
Oh, that's even worse than
it's
I thought it
disgusting.
Was.
Disgusting. But you use it as a mixer in a bunch of different drinks.
Ugh.
That it tastes better when there's very little of it. That's and disgusting. It's mostly there to look pretty. So, Goldschlager.
Okay. Gross. I like glitter. It's like, that's just, no. I don't want to.
Have you tried that weird glitter drink? What weird glitter? It's like a, is it a nebula or a vortex or whatever? It's got like that edible, like, mic or whatever. Let's see. Vortex.
That just reminds me of those, like, drink. Those, like, Orbitz drinks from, like, 20 years ago. That were, like, drinkable lava
These
lamps.
These are not what I'm searching for. What is happening here? Alcohol? I think it's liqueur, actually.
Oh! Oh, it's like that, it comes in, like, a bottle thingy.
Most liqueur does.
Shut up! Shut up! I don't drink. Enough.
That shiny liqueur. There we go, Vanique.
Ooh.
It's Ooh. Like, apparently, it looks like the stuff that was in lava lamps in the 90s.
That
and
looks
apparently,
like the lava lamp.
So apparently it smells kind of like the 90s too. And that makes me kind of want to try it because
okay,
there was
have,
like this smell at my
oh,
friend's
this,
houses
like,
growing up.
Very distinct, it's like those like soapy smells.
Kind of. Like it's the, like it's like the weirdly soapy, kind of grapey smell that like a bunch of candles had back in the 90s.
I can like taste it in my mouth.
Yes. So supposedly it tastes like that.
And it's like kind of, yeah.
It's kind of cloying.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So I want to try it, but I also don't want to waste money on it. So maybe
okay,
we can, maybe we can have a night.
I'll just, yeah. I'll wait till, like, somebody who actually has money purchases it, and then I'm just like,
fair.
Yeah.
Well, Mom and I like to make, like, weird mixed drinks, so a lot of times we'll just go out and buy a random alcohol and figure out how to mix it with other things, so maybe
yeah,
that
fair.
Can be on my list.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, my thoughts on this episode are It had fun Scooby-Doo vibes. I like the Monster of the Week format, like, better. I feel like it's a lot more accessible. I liked how this one felt like one of the older episodes.
Yes.
Like, it felt like first season.
Season three, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they've definitely established these characters, but they're not, like, building a big plot.
No.
I like the revenge plot. Girls getting revenge is always fun.
Yes. God forbid women do it.
Murders a bunch of executives. God forbid women do anything. Yeah.
If my name was Carol, I'd commit murder too.
That's so fair. Oh, what was the thing? I think I remember it. Okay, so the girl.
Carol.
There was a moment when she showed up disguised as an attendant, right? I was like, she looks so freaking familiar.
Was she Supernatural?
I don't remember. I think she was at one point. But so I didn't figure out why she looked familiar, but in going to the IMDb page, because she was listed as a named character, I was like, oh, she's the killer. And it immediately spoiled it for me because she wasn't supposed to have a name. I was like, oh, I need to look up who that attendant is.
Oh, no.
And the moment she had a name was the moment that I knew that she was the killer. Like, damn it, IMDb. So dumb.
Yeah, April, she just has that face.
She does, yeah. She has that, like, dark blonde hair girl in random things. Yeah, let me see, because I swear she was in something that I was like, okay, that must be it. But, like, it wasn't something where I'd be like, oh, it's her. It was just kind of like, yeah, it must be.
I'm looking right now.
Nope. I'm looking.
Oh, my God. She was in Kyle XY.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Who was Lori Traeger? I watched, back when it was on Hulu, like, 10 years ago. Back when, you know, Hulu was free.
Mm-hmm.
I watched almost.
Don't sound bitter there.
I am super bitter. I watched almost all of Kyle XY. I think I didn't watch the last episode, and then they just pulled it.
I've never seen Kyle XY, but what I did see was the very weird commercials they would play on ABC Family.
Because it was, gosh, who was the...
Yeah, I don't remember. There must have been something that I saw her in that I was like, ah, must be that. Or it's just that she looks like that. It must have been Kyle XY.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I cannot find anything...
Yeah, that... she just looks like a person. Just kind of a, yeah, I guess you're you, huh?
There's a TV show about teenage quintuplets?
Yeah, supposedly.
Okay.
It's on that list. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so IMDb ruined it for me because she had a name. So I knew she'd be coming back and that they would give her a name, which means that either she would die or
well,
she would be the killer.
Well, because anytime you're watching Scooby-Doo episode, it's that person you met for like
It's the
5
person
seconds.
You met for 5 seconds and then you're like, Carol, it was Carol all along. And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids. Now I'm going to assume since we just recorded the last episode that we haven't had any audience interactions in the last 20 minutes.
No.
Cool. All right. Well, if you want to interact with us, just send us a note. Tell us how we suck. Tell us how we rock. I don't care. Just like interact with us and let us know that you're actually listening to our episodes.
Yes. Not just that you like the TV show site.
Right. For more information on that rant, listen to the last episode. Come and interact with us on Facebook. And we are Delicious Flavor Pod over there. Come interact with us on Instagram. We are Delicious Flavor Podcast over there and on TikTok, which we may or may not be able to get into since Grace apparently is locked out of it.
Yeah.
And come look at our Redbubble shop at DF Podcast because we put up designs on there. And I just made a shirt that says Hallow really tiny and Ween really big that is going to be put up probably like at the beginning of October or maybe for our September drop because
yeah, maybe so you can
then you can get it in time for Halloween.
Yes.
I would love to get a Ween shirt.
Because as we all know, Halloween is observed throughout from September 1st to
No, Halloween
October.
Is from officially via Michaels
July
5th. Until October 31st.
Yes.
And then as soon as November 1st happens, we're on that Christmas creep. So,
yes.
It is important to me that we celebrate Halloween for the appropriate 2.5-3 months. And this is just a really good way to do that. So, go check out the Redbubble and get yourself a Ween shirt because I might just buy it from us. Final thoughts.
I like it a lot. I've said that so many times. It is a very good fall episode. I don't know why they had it after Halloween. I wish it would have been like a special event Halloween episode.
Yeah.
You know? Why they won't do that, I have no idea. But I think it's fun. It doesn't really have any like consequences. So like you can watch it out of order, or you could just watch this one or whatever. Like, you don't have to be invested to watch it.
True.
Which I like that a lot. I think Sean and Jules have a better dynamic than the last one, because I do like the idea of just like settling into a relationship instead of just being like, it's brand new.
Yeah.
Will anybody ever find out about our secret love? I'm like, oh my god.
Will anyone ever find out about our secret love? Okay.
Because that does, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like that about it. I think all of the characters are pretty good, because sometimes there's characters in these episodes and you're supposed to care about them, but you really don't.
Fair.
I did actually care about Carol being upset about her friend being killed in this like horrific accident. And like, I do have a question though.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this horrible accident in what, like 99 or something? And it's supposed to be like 10 years later, or I don't know. Or 15 years later. Yeah, 95, and it's like 2010, or I don't know. So it's supposed to be like 15 years later. I don't know time. That's very cute. Thank you. Was the park closed during this time and they reopened it, or they're bringing back Scarefest specifically?
I think the park has been open, but Scarefest has not.
Okay.
It's like if they stopped doing Fright Nights.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're bringing it back for nostalgia's sake. And everyone's like, that's a cash grab.
Because the accident occurred during, yeah, so they didn't have it for like 15 years or so.
Yeah.
So I guess. It just seems like a very odd choice for them. Like a very sympathetic choice, which is strange for an amusement park.
Because yeah.
Somebody could literally be killed and like the next day they're nothing happened. They just bleached it. Or something, you know?
Yeah.
No. That's kind of... But I guess for the plot, it makes sense, so...
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think it makes sense on the, like, the Scooby-Doo level of you going to a place and somebody being like, legend has it, before they shut down the amusement park's fright thing, a boy died.
So, okay, it's like there's this local amusement park... And
that had a terrible name when we were little.
We will not say it. So it had a
it's still around, but they changed the name when they changed owners.
Yeah, it had a racist name. Anyways,
we live in Georgia.
Surprise. They used to have laser tag, and they got rid of laser tag.
I need them to bring back laser tag. It rocks.
Because there was a like accident that happened, and like what you heard in like sixth grade was somebody died,
and what probably happened is somebody got concussed.
I think what actually happened was somebody fell off like the second story part.
Oh well, don't do that.
Yeah, so and it like broke their arm, but like the whole thing was like somebody died, and they're like, oh, what? So I think they do actually have laser tag again. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm gonna find out.
I found out that the roller rink has laser tag.
Yes.
So that's...
Yeah. No, the one over in, like, past there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's not great. It's kind of like a... Barely a laser tag. It's like a timed thing. You get, like, 5 minutes, and it's, like, a two-on-two, and it's got some obstacles, and it's, like, you have to pay, like, a couple tokens or something. It's like a...
Oh.
It's barely laser tag.
I'm sorry. I need like 30 minutes and like life or death situation. Like that's laser tag for me.
So they're claiming in this article,
yes.
You can bleep out the name of our town.
Mm-hmm.
This article is from 2011. They're claiming that the reason why laser tag left, they're even calling it that because at that point it was still,
yeah.
Was because they remodeled. But I've been inside of there recently, and that area did not get remodeled.
There was an accident. I can swear there was.
So this article is claiming.
But that's also the... That let one of the members of the... say that he totally did not hire a Nazi. I don't know why people are saying that he's a Nazi. It's crazy.
It's not like we have proof based on his internet history.
It's not like he wrote a
not
book.
Not like he's a Nazi.
It's not like he wrote a book.
He's
top,
a Nazi.
Top 10 reasons why I love being a Nazi.
Oof. He wrote that?
He wrote a book about being a Nazi. Yes. That's why he got doxxed.
I thought it was a blog post.
He had like Twitter stuff and
oh
like.
Oh my God.
And his.
That's a lot bigger than I thought.
It was huge. His like. Reported him like 2 years before anything happened.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just like, we didn't know anything.
People keep reporting him, but we weren't doing anything because we like to pretend that we don't know anything.
No, because wanted to retire from being. He can be on the. And that's what he did.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. So whatever.
So dumb. Anyway.
Yeah, so in my heart somebody died in the laser tag. It was
of
horrible.
Course.
Yeah. And it was under the black light.
Oof. Unch, dead body on the floor. I'm
the
sorry. Let me just make a Canva design real fast.
I'm just like imagine this is horrible, whatever. But like I'm just imagining like because laser tag was pretty intense when I was like younger. Like it was.
Oh yeah, no, it was a big deal. Along with like roller rinks in general.
It was a huge deal. Like
it was at like
you would
95 to 2005 sort of like big deal of.
No, you would leave there with like bruises and like a twisted ankle. Like
mm-hmm.
Yes, it was a very like it's very violent.
Yes.
Yes.
Oof.
I want to play so bad.
I don't.
Oh.
I'm fine with not playing. I'm fine with being the grown-up who supervises.
What kind of normie bullshit is that?
I was the grown-up who supervised the Playland or whatever it's called now. Whatever it's called now. I was the grown-up who supervised the youth group trip to that over the summer. And that meant that I got to sit in the air conditioning for 4 hours while I read my book.
Okay.
And it rocked so much. Because I just sat there and then occasionally they would just come up and be like, we're checking in. I'm like, awesome. Thanks for letting me know you didn't die. And then they'd go back out where it was 112 degrees. And everything was burning hot and everything was very expensive.
It has been 112 degrees for like 3 months.
And then I would get to continue to sit there mm-hmm. and enjoy myself reading my book. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I would give it, I would actually give it 13 out of 10 zoinks.
Excellent.
Yes.
I will say I enjoyed this episode. And yeah, I think I already said like I like the vibes. It was a good chill watch. If I were the type of person to watch Psych casually, which I don't think I am actually after 2 years and 5 seasons.
Yeah.
If I were, this would be a good like put it on my Halloween list.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's fun.
Yeah.
I will give it 7 out of 10 jinkies.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's about all I have to say about this episode. So I've been Zed.
I've been Grace.
And this has been an episode of a podcast. Goodbye.
Yep.